It's not your wife. It's not your kids. It's not your neighbor. And it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends. You're listening to The Winning Edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, Mo, you want to come with me and Wally to the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite team's in it. The Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, ever since I was a boy, I've always loved the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they're good, but I wouldn't cut out the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I hear that President Clinton is going to be watching with his wife, Hillary.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Dave O'Brien, you know, that's the Clarence Boss, there's some people bustling and everybody else in between. Ian Cameron with us during the commercial break. Babano just bought a Danny Mac Top Shot. Danny McManus, classic Hamilton Tiger Cat shot, Babano. How much are you willing to pay? Classic shot, him hoisting the Grey Cup, big throw. I swear to God, man, I've been to a lot of sporting events in my life. I've lost a lot of money over the years, Babano, and certain games and bad beats and this and that, or like my favorite teams losing and stuff. I'm telling you what, man, I don't know if you remember, Babano, you're a little younger than me. You would remember, but I was there. It was in Montreal, and it was when I think you guys, I think it was the year Hamilton won, and they beat the Alouettes and Tracy Ham, and the Alouettes were winning, man. Danny Mac like threw this bomb late in the game, bro, and I was like right there in the end zone. I was watching it. I was like, I wanted to throw. I was like, I was raging, Babano, like raging. I was so mad. Like, I was like, I can't, God, I hate these guys. Like, God, I hate it. Like, I hated the Tiger Cats so much. And I told Danny Mac that story. He loved it. But, you know, it was a big rivalry, man. But he was a hell of a quarterback, Florida State Seminole.
Yeah, it was right before they got Calvillo. Yeah, Tracy Ham was their quarterback. Mike Pringle was on the Alouettes, I believe, at that time, too, the running back at those 90s teams. They were a good team, too, but that Ticat offense, that was the last time we won the Grey Cup, 99, I believe. That year, I think they beat Montreal, just squeaked it out in the East Final. They had Danny Mac throwing the football. They had Mike Morreale, who was an outstanding, you know, receiver that season for the Ticats. Darren Flutie. The list goes on and on. That Hamilton team was just stacked. The defense was good. They, of course, the little general, Ron Lancaster, coaching them. Rest in peace. We missed Ron. That was a great football team. It really was.
Yeah, Ron Lancaster was the CFL. Love that guy. A lot of respect for Ron Lancaster. But you're telling me the Ticats haven't won since 1999?
Sad but true, as Metallica would say, yeah.
It's hard to do, Babano, in an 8-team league. I know now 9, but that's like hard to accomplish that. Like, isn't it? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like Winnipeg. I like Winnipeg didn't win in like 35 years or something crazy. It's like, guys, there's only eight teams in the league.
Well, thanks to Winnipeg beating us in the Grey Cup 2 years ago, you know, Winnipeg had the longest Grey Cup drought, 1990. Well, unfortunately, the Ticats now have that dubious distinction. We're now the team with the longest Grey Cup drought. So, time to fix that, though. If we have a CFL season this year, hopefully we do. We've got a team that can go out and win one. Yeah, we've got a team that can go out and win one, Gabe. They've re-signed a lot of their key players from last year or 2 years ago. When they had that amazing season, they now know they have two quarterbacks they can win games with, Jeremiah Masoli and Dane Evans. They're going to compete for the starting job. This is going to be a great football team again this year. The pieces are in place for them to make another Grey Cup run.
Ian Cameron, we're getting fired up. CFL football.
Yeah, I know.
I love all football, but I'm a big CFL fan. But I'll tell you what, Babano, I don't know how prepared you are, so I'm not going to throw a curveball at you right now. But next week, we'll see if you're ready. And I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you're like, you know, you're going to say, you know what, I don't have, doesn't interest you enough. But are you aware of the full slate of college football this weekend and every weekend for like the next 5, 6 weeks, 7 weeks type thing? Like, this is for real. We're playing. Like, remember, Babano and guys, not every conference played, right? So remember when some people were like, yeah, yeah, we're going to play in the spring? Well, this is the spring leagues now. We're here. And, you know, it's the Northern Iowas, Youngstown States, but
you've got real teams playing Babano. North Dakota State's playing against Southern Illinois, South Dakota versus Illinois State, South Dakota State versus North Dakota. Well, I'll say that fast three times in a row. How about that, eh? North Dakota State versus Southern Illinois, South Dakota versus Illinois State, South Dakota State versus North Dakota. Be careful when you call those bets in with your bookie. Make sure you talk slow. Deion Sanders' team, Babano, but Southern Utah, Northern Arizona, Citadel and Mercer on Saturday. There's a freaking full slate. There's like 25 college football games, Babano. 20 games on Saturday.
Yeah, all FCS. Yeah, all of them, FCS games. The FCS season got postponed by the pandemic, and they decided we're going to play it in February. And they've started, I think they started last week. There was a bunch of games. I saw James Madison and a bunch of other teams that were on the board last week in the college football. Not as many as we're going to see this week. But as far as me handicapping it, I'm disappointed because I would have liked to, but they put it in February and March. And I'm, you know, you got daily NHL, you've got daily NBA. I'm going to be wrapped up in the conference tournaments and the NCAA tournament in college basketball. It's only so much one man can do. So it's not something I'm going to be looking at too much, but for those of you interested in it, go for it and, you know, put the work in, and I'm sure you'll find some edges, just like in any sport. If you put in the time, you'll find some edges and you'll find some things to profit from.
Disappointed in you, Babano. Very disappointed. this is where the
look, I've never handicapped FCS in my life. So I figure I'm not going to start now, especially with a busy month ahead.
Yeah. I get it. I bet this stuff. You know, I bet this stuff. You know, every year already. But I'm 1-0. I've only made one pick, Babano. It caught me off guard last week. Like you said, there were a few games that trickled in last week, and I cashed with Tarleton State. They smoked New Mexico State. The WAC conference. There's like WAC teams and stuff playing too. So,
I know. I handicapped Tarleton State on a daily basis in college basketball because they're in the WAC there. Yep.
Yeah, they're pretty good in football, Babano. They're laying 27.5 this week against Dixie State. Dixie State have just become D1. They're from Utah. I know, weird Dixie State from Utah, but yeah, full slate of football, guys. Don't worry, I'm gonna have I'll get a 6-pack ready for you on Friday night. I've already started capping these games. I've already got a few spots circled, actually, that I'm looking forward to pulling the trigger with. So Ian Cameron with us. All right, Babano, let's get into the NHL a little bit. Overnight hockey lines right now. Boston Bruins. Jimmy Murphy's Boston Bruins. Murphy did a great job the other night with me and Cam. Boston Bruins -134. Over under 5.5. New York Islanders +114, Babano. What's your opinion on this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, the Boston Bruins coming off the 7-3 win in Lake Tahoe against the Flyers, snapping a two-game losing streak. I think because they lost the two previous games to that, I could see them playing well again tomorrow night. I know the Islanders got by a 3-2 victory in their last game against the Buffalo Sabres. You know, they did enough to win that hockey game a couple of days ago. Boston, to me, I would look at. I mean, as much as I like the Islanders, I think Boston, after snapping the losing streak, doing it decisively with that 7-3 win, it's not like they played terrible in the games against the Islanders and the Devils, but I would think they're going to want to keep it going after that big 7-3 win. They're starting to get a little bit healthier, especially on the blue line. We know how amazing David Pastrnak has been. There's not enough words to describe how well he's played. And let's not forget, the last time they played the Islanders, they lost by a score of 4-2. And in fact, the Islanders have been kind of a thorn in the side for the Boston Bruins this year. You look at the previous head-to-head meetings this year, 1-0 Islanders in January 18th, and then just a couple of weeks ago, 4-2 Islanders. So the Islanders are 2-0 head-to-head against the Bruins. I don't think the Bruins will take this. I think the Bruins will be focused. They've been good on 3 days or more of rest. They've been good on the road, 5-1 their last 6 road games as well. Boston's the way I would probably look in that game.
If I had to pick a team to win the Stanley Cup right now, but man, that's the one you take it. I'd say Boston. And you know, one thing, we'll hit this on the other side, but you know who's giving Boston problems? The Devils. Remember, the Devils won as big dogs last week. The first two games of the year went to overtime and shootouts. More with Ian on the other side.
You're listening to the home of the winning edge.
It's easy to get.
Just keep it here. Get on the grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
Bon appetit.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi, SiriusXM Channel 204. We're kicking it with Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Bob Bano. He's going over the overnight hockey lines. We'll take a look at the basketball numbers as well, of course. So the Islanders, Bano, been a big under team, man. 12-5 to the under on the season. Boston Bruins, to me, the best team in hockey, 11-3-2. I don't care about like who's got the best record or anything like that, but the Bruins are just a solid team. All around, dangerous team. I never like betting against the Bruins, Babano.
Yeah, it's difficult. It's difficult to bet against them right now. The Bruins are, and when their top line is going like it is right now, it's odd to think how much they've struggled at Nassau Coliseum. It really is. I mean, they've already lost a couple of times there this year. But I think tomorrow I get that sense. They've had a few days off. Bruce Cassidy's been able to get some practice time in. And practice time, Morency, is not something that's readily available for teams this year. So many teams are playing a lot of games in a condensed period of time. So anytime you get that chance to get on the practice rink and try to shore up your team game, that's probably going to make you better going into a game like this. The price is not the best on the Bruins, but to me, I think that this is their best opportunity they've got to finally get a win against the Islanders here in the Coliseum, and I'd expect them to get it.
Calgary Flames and the Ottawa Senators. So, you know, the Ottawa Senators, Babano, if you look at the Sens, so they basically get Claude Julien fired and a bunch of our Canadians, but they might get a few coaches fired before it's all said and done. But if you think of the Senators season, Babano, and you take away, they played, what, three games in a row against Vancouver in Vancouver, I believe it was, and they got smoked all the time, right? They got lit up, and one night, whatever, the Oilers scored a million goals, and they had all those points, and everyone, Dreisaitl and McDavid, unbelievable, six assists, and freaking out and stuff. But really, the Sens, man, look at the games against the Canadiens. They've beaten the Canadiens like three freaking times this year. They've been in the games they didn't. You look at the Toronto Maple Leafs. They've beaten the Leafs twice as big-time dogs, Babano. Remember, they beat them. They came back the next night. They only lost by one. They covered on the puck line. Like, you take out the Vancouver games, basically that West Coast swing, Babano, and Ottawa is a pretty tough team to play against. They've got a lot of young talent, and they've got nothing to lose. I don't know. I wonder if people are going to stop taking them lightly, but you've got the Flames, Babano, who just played the Leafs twice. Now they're laying 74 cents. I don't know, man. Ottawa looks like a live home dog to me, Babano. Plus 146.
Yeah, I wouldn't talk anyone. Yeah, I wouldn't talk anyone out of Ottawa here because you got Calgary on the third road game in four nights, back-to-back after losing in overtime to the Leafs last night. And you don't know what the goaltending situation will be for Calgary because Jacob Markstrom hasn't played these two games against Toronto because he's dealing with a minor injury. You know, and if he's not ready to go tomorrow night, you know, you either have to start David Rittich here on the second night of back-to-back games after facing an intense workload, you know, two very tight hockey games. You're going to have to go back to him or you're going to have to go with Zagadulin, you know, to make his NHL debut. He's the backup right now for this Flames team, Artem Zagadulin for this Flames team. So it's a tough spot if Markstrom's out again in this game tomorrow. And I'm looking at Ottawa's recent performance because I like to shots on goal. you know, scoring chances, just those regular statistics aren't always enough to paint the proper picture. There's some good advanced numbers that I'm using this year with NHL betting, like expected goal margin and high danger chances, because the high danger chances is not just scoring chances. Are you giving up those slot area opportunities? Are you giving up those chances in front of the net? Are you giving up odd man rushes, breakaways? High danger scoring chances is a metric that measures all of that. When you look at Ottawa, they've actually had the edge three of their last four games in high danger chances generated compared to their opponent. They've got, and they're right there with the opponent in terms of the expected goals margin as well. So what that tells you is the Senators are playing teams pretty even, pretty competitively right now. And yet, what are we seeing? The betting market's not pricing the Ottawa Senators like a competitive team, like what we're seeing. The eye test is showing you that. Some of these statistics I just mentioned are showing you that as well. So I'm with you. I mean, at this price, I can only look to Ottawa, and the spot's not even all that great for Calgary playing back-to-back on the road right now for a team that's not even playing that great of a hockey right now, other than the win they got the other night against Toronto. Calgary's not in great form. I wouldn't talk anyone out of looking at Ottawa here in this game.
Carolina and Tampa, kind of kicking myself for leaving this one on the table, actually. You know, with Tampa already losing a couple of times to them, so they get it done. Babano, they play again, minus 152. God, like this, I'm not tired of it, but it is a bit much. It's like every night. It's like, oh, really, they're playing again? I'm not tired of it from a competitive standpoint. I understand it. It is what it is. I think it's going to be cool in the playoffs, the format, the way it's going to play out. But with that being stated, I've always got to do a double take, Babano. I'm like, didn't they just play? Oh, yeah, right, they did last night, not the night before. And here we are, here we go again. Tampa Bay and Carolina. Tampa Bay minus 152. Total 6.5, Babano.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a interesting series that we've seen here. Obviously, this is going to be the sixth straight game between these two teams here in this one. So they've played each other a lot. You know, we've seen, or actually the fourth straight game it'll be. This is the fourth straight time. Yeah, Carolina won the first 4-0. Tampa Bay bounced back 4-2, and I was on Tampa in that game. I wasn't on a side in today's game, which was a 3-0 shutout win for the Lightning. But I think Carolina might be worth a look here. The one concern is Tampa's been awesome, I should say, at home. I mean, they have been absolutely outstanding on home ice. They've been tough to beat there. But Carolina now, for the first time, has lost two games in a row this season. I think there's going to be a real sense of urgency. Not that Tampa won't. And, you know, Tampa plays well, they can win again. But I think there's going to be a real sense of urgency for Carolina to not lose three straight to the Lightning consecutively before this head-to-head miniseries wraps up. And they are still a very good hockey team, Carolina. So obviously you're talking them playing the Stanley Cup champions. But I've been impressed with Carolina, what they've gotten. And it's not just this year, that top line of Svechnikov and Aho doing the offense for them or contributing. They're getting Jordan Staal and Vincent Trocheck, Warren Fogle, and depth forwards stepping up offensively for this hockey team. That they've been able to score goals. They were off a very rare shutout. It hasn't happened to them very often. I kind of thought Tampa would win today's game and win two in a row, get that momentum going after losing two in a row. And now the price is a little higher on Tampa. I might look at Carolina. That's a dog that interests me tomorrow. Carolina around plus 125 there.
Babano, you look at the New Jersey Devils. Devils are minus 108. The game's essentially a pick 'em right now at FanDuel. Devils and Sabres, total is 5.5 in this game. Here's another situation, Babano, where the Sabres have gotten the better of the Devils twice in a span of like 5 days here or whatever. Right? So now they're playing again. The game is a pick 'em. And I'm looking up here. I'm trying to get their whole schedule. I see their last 10 games, but Buffalo hasn't won back-to-back games, Babano. Have they won back-to-back games at all this year? I'll go back here and see their past results. They haven't, right? I'm looking last 10, and I don't think they have off the top of my head. So, you know what I'm saying, Babano? Like, can the Sabres win two times in a row, something they haven't done? And then can they beat the Devils three times in a row in the span of a week? You hear what I'm saying? What do you think?
Well, they did once, actually. They did once, actually. January 22-24. That was their one back-to-back win. Or January 24 at Washington in a shootout, and then they beat the Rangers at home 3-2. So that's their one string back-to-back wins together. They've done it once, but that's it. Regardless, I like the New Jersey side here in this one. They've already beaten Buffalo, actually, in Buffalo a couple of times this season. Actually, just the one time. They split in Buffalo earlier this year, the Devils and the Sabres. But the Devils now off a couple of losses to Buffalo this week. So keep in mind, before that, they beat the Bruins and they beat the Rangers as big underdogs. This is a very fast hockey team. I mean, if anyone's watched the Devils this year, this team can skate. I mean, I'm impressed with their offensive creativity. Jack Hughes has taken a huge step forward. He's now looking like that guy that was that first overall pick, face of the franchise for many years to come. He's had a great start to the season for the New Jersey Devils. They're getting great offensive contributions from Hischier, who's been named the captain, has been good. Pavel Zacha, the former Leaf, Andreas Janssen's been solid. Kyle Palmieri. This team has a pretty solid top six going right now. Miles Wood's been solid. PK Subban has really stepped up his game. He said he was disappointed in the way he played last year. He said he was going to do everything in his power to make him to be better, commit to improving his game in the off season. He looks like he's done that so far for the New Jersey Devils. Ryan Murray, who's a good young blue liner, never stayed healthy in Columbus, now is here with New Jersey. He's healthy again, and he's playing well. And Mackenzie Blackwood in net's been terrific. He's given them a chance every night. Like you said, Buffalo's only won two games in a row once. I don't think I'd trust them to win it here. Devils have lost twice to the Sabres. I think they'll go into Buffalo, get that win. I'm still thinking that the Devils are a little bit the better team, so even money looks like a good price to go with New Jersey here.
All right, so Columbus and Chicago. These guys are playing for the 17th time, I believe, this year. How many freaking times? Like, these guys, like I said, man, I get confused, Babano. Like you said, too, you do this all day, and I know you do a lot of hockey videos and stuff like that, but these teams, it's like Columbus, Chicago, Carolina. It's Carolina, no, that's right. But like I said, look, this year, these guys have already played five times. Chicago and Columbus, they've already played five times. For the record, Columbus has won three, and the more with Babano on the other side. Bring it.
Remember, you can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, satellite, or the internet. To make it any easier, we'd have to move in with you. And nobody wants that. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There are 24 hours in every day, 1,440 minutes, 86,400 seconds, and we still have trouble squeezing all this glorious sports talk in.
Have you thought about maybe sleeping less?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Nobody wants to hear the nonsensical ravings of a loudmouth malcontent.
Well, too bad, because here we are. I am Renzi, SiriusXM Channel 204 Sports Grid Radio Network. Babano, so I was talking about this Top Shot stuff. I'm going to get back to it after, guys. I'm fascinated by it. I want to share some of the numbers with you guys. But another story from sort of the sports business world today, Babano, and you're a big hockey guy, so I'm sure you saw this, but I saw people sort of like surprised this morning when they saw the Las Vegas Golden Knights tweeting out a partnership with UPIC Trade. UPIC trade, living off of sports. And here was another thing, Babano, which was like Top Shot. I was like, I don't know what the hell these guys are talking about. Right? And I actually thought, why are people flipping out? Because, I don't know, I thought it was like one of these, you know, you invest in stocks, whatever, right? UPIC trade, whatever. But it turns out it's actually a handicapping service, Babano. A sports handicapping service. And I'm surprised that people are surprised right now. And I'll actually give these guys credit for sliding in here and getting a deal. Now, I don't know if Vegas is the right place for it, but it's interesting. And I'm looking at their website here, guys, so it's just great. And so it says, all right, like, what is it? You pick advices of winning sports recommendations. I like how they say, Babano. Sports recommendations. All right. How does it work? You receive daily picks into your account, as well as an exact percentage on how much to bet on each game. Predictions are determined by their mathematical algorithm. All right, it goes on. When do I get the whatever? And I like what it says here, Rebecca. What happens if I lose money? Do you say this to your customers, man? This is what happens if I lose money. They say sports trading is volatile, just like stock market trading, and occasional losing days are inevitable. The most important thing is to follow our recommendations as they're given, maintain a level of control over your capital. And remember, this is a long-term way to make extra money. I like the whole called sports trading, because that's what it is right now, guys. And you're seeing, Babano, you know, this, you figure, well, this doesn't help you or whatever, but it does. It helps everyone in the gaming industry. It just continues to legitimize it. And the more mainstream this stuff becomes, Babano, the more money there'll be in the marketplace. It's a hell of a lot better. Imagine now, like, how long before the Las Vegas Raiders are pimping stuff like this, right? And then it just, it legitimizes everything. So I see a lot of people were raising their eyebrows at it, but I don't have a problem with it. But Banner, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, anything that's going to boost this industry, you know, is something I'm going to be on board with. I mean, it's already made huge strides and huge leaps forward the last few years, and it's only going to get bigger and better from here. Everyone wants their slice of the pie. You even see in the NHL broadcasts on TSN, they've got Mike Johnson doing betting segments all the time on TSN now for a lot of their NHL broadcasts. Now, you can argue, you know, how experienced is Mike Johnson in the betting realm, but nevertheless, they've got him talking money lines. They've got him talking goal scoring props. Everyone wants him on it right now. As far as my clients, you know, that's the beauty of the way I run the service. Now that I can do it on my own, I'm not tied to anybody's unit system. I can bet the way I do it, and then I just tell them this is what I've got on each game. You know, a quarter of a unit, half a unit, one unit, two units.
That you didn't like, because you've been with some of the, you know, the major sports sites over the years. Was that something that you didn't like, that some of them are like, all right, you know, you have too many games, or we want like a 5-star, we want a 4-star, and we want this and that. Did you not like some of the requirements that they wanted in that industry? Was that a problem at all?
Yeah, at times it was. Yeah, at times it was, because they wanted you almost to pigeonhole yourself at times. You had to, you know, trim the card down at times to, you know, a smaller number of plays. I think they're a little bit more flexible now, but back when I was at, you know, some at other sites, you had to be a little bit more, you know, selective. And I didn't like using the game of the month monikers. And, you know, a lot of these sites insisted you got to put out a game of the month, you know, and I never liked that. I never liked using that. I never use that now that I'm on my own. And what I also like is that now with this service, because I know there's a lot of people that are subscribed with me, Morency, that they cannot bet 15, 20 plays a day like I do. They can't. So I also have a short card option that people can get. You know, if you only want to bet a couple of plays a day, I'll send you my top two or three in each sport. NHL, just my top two or three plays. NBA, top three. College basketball, top three, etc. I don't expect everybody to be able to have the bankroll to bet 20 games a day. Absolutely not. So I tailor it to the people that prefer a lower volume, that either can't or don't want to bet high volume like I do. And it's just a lot more flexibility now that I'm on my own. And I'm, you know, I think it's been a bit better thing for me, but let's put it that way.
Yeah, you control your own destiny, Ian Cameron. And we'll let Babano let people know where people can find all of his picks. So Babano, in other words, you got to get on the phone tomorrow and be calling the Ticats. You got to be the exclusive capper of the Hamilton Tiger Cats. As your face comes
yeah,
up.
Yeah, now that I'm hearing halftime, about this, that's hey guys, a great idea. Yeah.
No kidding, huh? Yeah, now you're like halftime. Hey, guys, the big bomber game's coming up after part of the doubleheader. I got to pick. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but think about it.
You know
it.
What we do? So, you know what we do, Morency? I've got a pitch for the Ticats lined up. Here we go. Oh, ski wee wee. Oh, ski wah wah. Holy Mackinac. Bookies, eat them raw. Yeah. There
like
you go.
It. I like it. But people, And I see Jazz in our chat saying that he doesn't know if a pro sports team should team up with a handicapper. They're not teaming up. They're just advertising. And what's the difference? Like, if you're like, there are touts on TV. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jim Feist has ads on TV. So what difference does it make, like, if you have an ad during your game for somebody saying, hey, call 976, I'm Jim Feist, for with the pick, you might as well make money off it. Like, what we're seeing, it's a good thing that sports teams, Babano, have no problem with sports gambling, as we see. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they want in. They want in 100%. Like, look, dude, they're taking handicapping services now as sponsors. They want in. Right. And like I said, yep. It's a good thing. Just imagine sort of in the bigger picture. But there is a negative to it. And I get it, guys. Right. I get it. And think, Babano, about like how people act for like a free pizza or like the taco. Oh, if the team scores 120 points or if they hold the opponent to less than 100 points and all that type of stuff. And fans get pissed off. Right. So imagine you are opening a Pandora's box. Like in the future, when people are at an NBA game and they're betting on it in the arena, and then somebody misses a couple of free throws, there are going to be unhappy people in the arena of a battle. Like, more so than usual. Because they're going to say, you encouraged me to bet on this, and now this jackass just missed a free throw. But it's the same thing as smoking or drinking or going into a casino. You have to act responsibly. And if you're an adult, it's your own decision, man. You can't blame anybody for it.
That's what, I agree. Now, the great thing is I have great conversations with, you know, people that, you know, bet my stuff, you know, in terms of how to manage their bankroll. And it's conversations that help them. And like I say, that's the great thing too about being on my own is that I get to have communication with the subscribers or the clients. Couldn't do that before. I think that's therapeutic. It's good for them. It's good for me. I want to help them. And I want to make sure that they're getting the most out of what they're paying for. So, and I didn't have any of these kind of direct communication links with a lot of the people that I was subscribed with at other major handicapping websites. I think that's a benefit.
It's more personal.
And at the end of the day, you're right. I can only say, you know, here's what I like. You've got to somehow, based on your current financial situation, your bankroll, et cetera, you got to decide how much you're going to bet, how many plays you're going to bet. And like I say, I'm willing to help people and work with you on that. But at the same point in time, at the end of the day, the ball's in your court. You've got to make that decision on your own and based on your financial situation.
People have different approaches, right? But Babano, there are...
Yeah, exactly.
There are a lot of different types of gamblers, right? There are people, like I see Gerald in our chat, and I know he likes to bet every day, but he says it's a hobby. It's entertainment. Like a lot of people have jobs and... They get home and they bet on sports and they have fun with it and they make money some nights. They don't. And it's not their life. Like, you know what I mean? It's not their life. Like where it's basically, oh, I lost this prop tonight, so I'm done and my marriage is over. Right. It's a recreational hobby for them. You have other recreational bettors. You've got your degens that are always looking for the quick score. Like, you know what I mean? You've got the pros. Right. The long haul, which I know you're very systematic with your money management, you know, the 2% or so to speak. Hey, it's a marathon, yep. Not a sprint. I'm just chipping away and trying to make money every day. I'm not trying to, you know, be a hero every day. Right. And I've been all those guys. Like I've fallen into all the traps at the time, Babano. And the chasing guy is the worst guy. That guy, like basically, it's almost like a baseball player, a batter going up there and trying to hit a home run every time. Right. If you go into every NFL weekend thinking, oh, I want to make $8,000 and I want to kill it. I want to do this. You know what I mean? You don't have your eyes on the right thing. Right. You systematically chip away. There's different ways of doing it, Babano. But if you really want to make money in the long haul, discipline, discipline, discipline is the only way.
That's right. And people say, Ian, you bet so many games. You're not disciplined. Well, I'm not betting 5, 10, 50 units a game. I'm betting quarter unit, half a unit, one unit, 2 units at the most per game. And the 1 and 2 units are a lot more infrequent bets for me. You know, if you're going to be high volume, do it that way and do it in a way that you realize that we're in this to churn out a little profit each night. We're not looking for a big score. We're not looking to hit the lottery or the jackpot each night. Just looking to gradually build, gradually you know, obtain profit, churn it out. If it's 0.2 units of profit in one night, I'm happy with that. I'm happy with anything that's more than I had going into the night, and move on to the next day and make this a long-term process. And that's how I do it.
Well, look at Billy Walters, who is one of the most successful, you know, one of the top, if not the top, but one of the most successful sports bettors in the history of sports, right? And betting. And he's not like an X and O expert, Babano. You know what I mean? He's a numbers guy. He understands numbers. But you want to talk about volume, Babano. Like, this dude, like, he had a lot of picks every night, Babano. Like, it was all about volume with him. Like, you know what I mean? It was basically like, no, I want, like, six picks in the Pac-12. I want six picks in the Mountain West. I want 122 picks. If you've got an edge, I want it. Right? And if he had an edge, 300 picks in a night, then that was the edge. And he'd have $6,000 on 3,000 this and more money on whatever. But it was high volume, Abano. And he also had guys like at the slots. And like, it was a high volume operation. Like you said, there's different ways of approaching it. I get it. And you know, Abano, there really is no one right way, right? I mean, I've heard this from a million people. Like, I remember an old bookie, man, and the guy was good and he was big time and this meant a long time ago. And he told me, he goes, the only way to make money betting on sports is betting one game a day. And he goes, and not even every day. He goes, bet like 3 to 5 games a week. He goes, if you bet more than that, you'll end up losing in the long haul. You know, is
see,
that
I find
case?
I've done that at times in the past, and it hasn't worked for me. I picked the wrong one
exactly,
too much.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
There you go.
And you go crazy, right, Babano? You're like, oh, I like those other two games, but I like exactly. It's an interesting
Bingo.
Conversation. We'll wrap up with Babano on the other side. Bring it.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network, doing our part to spread the winning edge nationwide. Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your search
is over.
You found it. What you've been looking for. The definitive culmination of the state of the art of sports talk. This is the winning edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Late night anger management class. 3 minute warning, level 2. Arda Olcow will join us still. We're going to run the gauntlet with Arda, man. He's done it all, Arda Old Kyle. We're going to talk some Top Shot as well with Arda. I want to get back into the U-Pick stuff and everything else. Fascinating day today in the sports world. Man, what a world we live in. What a time to be alive. But, Babano, time has flown by here. We can't go through every NHL game. There's a million of them. As a Michigan fan, I'm fired up for this Michigan team. 6-1 now to win the title, Babano. I think they got a legitimate chance to do it. They're laying 4.5 points to Iowa. Listen, they're coming off that track meet against Ohio State. Total is $1.56 right now. We know Iowa don't play defense. What do you make of this Big Ten matchup?
I can only look at Michigan. I'm not an Iowa believer. I'm not. Somehow, some way, this team was, I think, conned people into thinking they're a true national title contender. I don't see it. I never have seen it. This team has struggled defensively for years under Fran McCaffrey. He blows a gasket every time a call goes against him on the sideline. This team has missed C.J. Frederick for some time, and when they've missed him, they've struggled. Michigan, to me, is the better team. I don't mind laying -4. I would only look Wolverines.
I think it's a little short, actually, when you consider Michigan's dominance on the season. I mean, 11-0 at home, 16-1. The only loss was that loss to Minnesota. I'm telling you, Babano, they're a dangerous team, Michigan. I only think there's a handful of teams that are really legitimately in this thing. I don't believe in Baylor, Babano. I think Baylor will stumble at some point through 6 games. I don't think they're just going to run the table. I think Gonzaga is the real deal that can get to the title game. I got Michigan in the Final Four right now. And, you know, Babano, I talked about this with Jerry Palm. Iowa's the fifth choice right now, Babano, as if. Iowa's not a Final Four team. Neither is Houston.
Michigan has clearly established themselves as the third best team in the country behind Gonzaga and Baylor. The other team has not, that being Iowa. There's a gap between these two teams.
I'm not sure that Michigan got better than Baylor. I guess time will tell. Thanks, Babano.
See you, Gabe.